AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. It's underway on Capitol Hill.
The House will be in order.
The Oversight, Judiciary, and Ways and Means Committees are holding the opening hearing of their impeachment inquiry of President Biden. James Comer is chair of the Oversight Committee.
For years, President Biden has lied to the American people about his knowledge of and participation in his family's corrupt business schemes.
Jamie Raskin, the ranking Democrat on the committee, says Republicans don't have the evidence to impeach the president and quoted some Republicans in the House on this inquiry.
The dysfunction caucus at work, in the words of our GOP colleague from Nebraska, Don Bacon, clown show, foolishness, terribly misguided, stupidity, failure to lead, lunatics, disgraceful, new low, pathetic.
Comer says the committee plans to present evidence uncovered to date and hear from legal and financial experts about crimes the Bidens may have committed as they brought in millions at the expense of U.S. interest. Work continues in Congress to try to avert a government shutdown in 2 days. The government says the economy grew at a 2.1% pace between April and June, a sturdy performance in the face of higher interest rates. The Pentagon has acknowledged soldier Travis King, who was freed from North Korea, has arrived in the U.S. Video showed the soldier in San Antonio. A day earlier, North Korea announced it is expelling King. Michael Gambon has died. He was the second actor to play Hogwarts headmaster Albus Dumbledore in the Harry Potter movies after the death of Richard Harris.
But you know, happiness can be found even in the darkest of times. One only remembers to turn on the light.
Gambon was one of Britain's leading actors. His family says Michael Gambon died following a bout of pneumonia. He was 82. This is AP News.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is Markets in a Minute. Wall Street is holding near its lowest level since June as stocks drift. The S&P 500 was mostly unchanged in morning trading on Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and the Nasdaq edged lower. Stocks have tumbled through September as Wall Street increasingly accepts a new normal where interest rates remain high for some time. The Federal Reserve's main interest rate is already at its highest level since 2001. The central bank has indicated it will cut rates in 2024 by less than previously expected. The 10-year Treasury yield rose further following a stronger report on the job market than expected. Crude oil prices fell, putting at least a temporary halt to their swift recent rise. Damian Troisi, New York.
The curtain is finally coming down on Netflix's once iconic DVD by mail service. It will shut down after its 5 remaining distribution centers in California, Texas, Georgia, and New Jersey mail out their final discs tomorrow. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.